This is the Psychic Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Rossiter. I'm an artist, writer, and psychic medium living in Hawaii. This show is about people who are intuitive and creative, and what the process of integrating that awareness looks and feels like, and how we can access and develop that place inside of us all that is supremely psychic. So I wanted to channel an episode about self-empowerment and our sovereign space as creators. Calling on my angels and spirit guides, Archangel Michael, Haniel, Zachiel, Azrael, Metatron, Uriel, Jophiel, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Aquariel, Uriel, and Seraphiel, Kuan Yin, Joan of Arc, Saint Germain, any other angels and guides of the love and light willing to assist, please make this a safe space, increase clairvoyance and psychic ability, and may whatever comes through be for the highest good of all. Angels and guides, what can you share with me about this idea of a sovereign space as human beings and as creatives? Sovereign space is a quintessential teaching. It's a really important concept for us to grasp and work with if we are capable of holding our own space in this world energetically and intellectually and visually. We can really communicate more effectively, and the power that comes through us can be unfettered and free and really strong and pure and bright and light. As we connect to that part of ourselves that is connected to the divine, we have more access to this free-flowing energy, and it can really transport people to higher levels of consciousness and support us all in our spiritual growth and our human expression. Sovereignty is about creating energetic, expansive boundaries around our beings, almost like a star in outer space with a force field around it of inclusive energy, but also reflective energy that shows the other stars or anything that may come into the galaxy what is it. Like stars are often defined by light, and as the light travels through time, we experience the star, whether it's still there or not. The light itself holds the energy signature, and we can express from this place inside of ourselves our unique energy signature. If we allow it to be dissipated or interfered with by other people's voices, ideas, energy, then we are not able to fully express the identity, the signature of our authentic message. So the angels would like to encourage you to seek ways that protects your energy signature, your energetic space, the unique form that you have taken, and the expressions that are unique to you, and foster and care for them like a flower blooming on a plant. Like you're so focused on this expression that you don't allow anything to interfere with its natural blossoming, the rhythms of nature, the rhythms of expression of your creative practice. So a lot of times we'll go along with things that are already out there, systems or paths or roads that have been traveled by others, have been discussed by groups of people to be effective strategies, but we won't prioritize our inner knowing. We each have an inner compass that can point us in the direction that is perfect for us. And that is part of the journey, is separating your consciousness from the collective and intertwining yourself with this inner voice that is aligned for your highest good. So it can be mundane things like, should I participate in this event? Or it could be something more profound, like, what is my work about right now? What horizon am I headed towards? How can I express more authentically what I want to investigate or share? So this happens on many different levels, but in terms of art making, it's so important for anyone who has felt disempowered through their childhood experience or a past life experience, or through the unique form that you've taken in this lifetime. You might be a woman, a person of color, someone, an immigrant, someone who grew up in a family where emotions were not valued, or where your perspective was gaslit and people said, well, that's not right. Whatever you think is not right, or that's not how we do things here. You must be crazy, or aren't you special, or you're different. When we are invalidated at a young age, our minds, our survival mechanism kicks in and says, well, I'm not going to follow my intuition because that gets me in trouble. And if we can get to a place as an adult where we know that we're safe, no one is going to harm us or persecute us for expressing ourselves, we're really safe. Now, what would you like to say? You know, so sometimes it's an unraveling, getting back to that place inside of you when you were younger that had this free-flowing expression, and you can come up with different practices, travels, locations, energy clearing techniques, tapping, somatic, you know, yoga, chanting, different ways to connect you to that part of you that wants to speak but has previously been cut off. So clearing the throat chakra, healing the heart, and empowering the solar plexus, allowing you and connecting through your third eye to your intuition, and the crown chakra to the divine, you know, the sacral chakra to your creative fire, and the root chakra to the earth and to a sense of safety and belonging. So we can align ourselves with the energy of empowerment and create a sovereign space in which to practice that supports us in freedom of expression, freedom to move and learn and grow without criticism or systems of disempowerment coming in and saying, no, 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 you don't get to do that. Well, in fact, we do. And I've noticed a pattern recently in supporting women artists of feeling very disempowered in our own minds. We've allowed so many voices to come into our minds that stifle our creative practice and that tell us we are no one, we're not good enough, we're not skilled enough, we haven't been given permission. All these ideas that, you know, on the surface sound very silly and backwards are actually really deeply affecting so many creative people. And, you know, everyone on the planet struggles with these ideas of empowerment and freedom. So in terms of creative expression, it really, to me, comes down to having strong energetic boundaries, having a strong daily practice of clearing the energy around you and in your psychological space, in your physical space, your energetic body, so that you are coming from your authentic self and that you can ask for protection from angels and spirit guides to hold these boundaries for you energetically so that you can continue to do your work and be more effective and more peaceful and happy and feel the joy and allow yourself to express love or peace or acceptance and spend time in your sovereign space in order to grow the vocabulary and the elements of creativity that want to express through you. There's a gravity to this space. It is your unique gravity. And in that holding, many more exciting messages will arise. And only you can discover and express them. So I encourage you to develop a daily practice, even if it's just 5 minutes of sitting and clearing and asking the angels and guides to release anything that is holding you back or holding you captive or any sense of bondage or chains, cords, any energetic daggers or arrows or things that, you know, a noose around your neck. I've seen all of these things psychically attached to my body, and I do a lot of work to clear them out, sending them back to where they came from or asking the angels to transmute them and send them into the light. Whatever's aligned for the highest good of all, we don't need to take responsibility for the negative stuff that comes our way. We can just put up a wall and say, no thanks, sending it back, because we have a more important task to get to. So the energetic clearing and working with angels really just empowers you to be more clear on your path and to express more freely. And what's wrong with that? What could be wrong with more freedom of expression? So when you come from the love and light and you ask for clarity and you state your boundaries, which are, I don't allow anything that's not love and light in my energy space, those things have to go away. You have established your rules of your land, your castle, your sovereign space. It operates under a set of conditions that you establish, whether consciously or unconsciously. So let's bring a little more conscious decision-making to our sense of self and being and invite in what's going to be uplifting, empowering, supportive, nurturing, healing, and loving, because we know that's how flowers grow, with lots of love and light and water and breath. So very grateful for this idea and these tools. Angels and guys, is there anything else to share? When your sovereignty has been taken from you, you must take it back. So sometimes it can be a fierce gesture, putting up a wall, energetically saying, you know, F you, that's not for you, this is mine. So having some oomph, some stamina, some strength, and standing in your power is aligned for you as well. Being firm and clear and unapologetic as you take back your power and you sit in that seat, you're able to breathe more fully. We all deserve to breathe full breaths. There's no point in cutting off the breath halfway. To fully nourish your body, you need a complete inhale, exhale, and release. And it reduces stress if you're not always worrying about what other people think. Being an empath is sometimes confusing. You will feel things and think that they're your own, but it's somebody else's emotion or thought or feeling that you're picking up on. So even though that's a beautiful skill and experience, it's important to close the gates at times and hold energetic boundaries more strongly around us so that we can pick up and feel our own emotions and work on our own journey and projects before helping others. And actually, by doing your work, you are helping others through example. And the energy tone that you're setting in the universe is one of celebration and enthusiasm, and moving forward with your work is very supportive to those around you, to your ancestors, and to future generations. So you are a warrior of sorts in your creative expression. The more you focus on protecting and clearing and clarifying your path, the stronger you become, and that supports others in doing the same. Sending many blessings of love and light to you. Namaste.
Thank you for joining me for this episode. I'd like to share with you that on Valentine's Day, on February 14th, I'm going to be offering a painting workshop. And it will be at 12 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern. And I would love to have you join me to learn to paint intuitively and allow consciousness to flow and be in flow. And if you sign up, I'll send you a materials list and we'll do a guided visualization together as a group and paint together on Zoom. And you can find out more and register for this workshop at sararossiter.com/creativity.
Thank you for listening to the Psychic Artist Podcast. To learn more about me, you can go to sararossiter.com, on Facebook at the Psychic Artist Podcast, and on Instagram at srossiterstudio. Thank you for listening, and many blessings.